Kennst du das Land? Goethe meant Italy, of course, in his famous lines. But my picture is about Spain. Because I had fallen in love with Catalonia since my first wife and I spent the winter of 1953 in the port of Sant Feliu de Guíxol, where I would buy a house 20 years later. What I loved even more than Catalonia was my friendship with Josep, just about the purest heart I've ever known. And this painting is really about what he called our war, which tore his Spain apart and burned its way into the souls of so many people I've known. Homage to Catalonia and to the Spanish Republic is not unusual in my lifetime. This painting of mine is just another little altarpiece among those many journeyman shrines which mark the graveyards of fascism. I've kept this painting many years. It swings in my attic, creaking nostalgia, and reminds me that fascism is not dead after all, as if one needs reminding. The picture recalls a lost period in my life, a loss I regret. The Franco era put Spain to sleep with bad dreams. For me, Barcelona in the years to come was one of my favorite good dreams, because it remained largely as it was when Picasso was a boy. Its great port life in the Barrio Chino would become my night town of choice, my Weimar Berlin, my field of dreams of a past art I could use in my own art. I would learn to lose myself, time and time again, in those back alley streets, binging on sex and old books and Catalan food, in a blue period mindfulness I knew was a fluke, soon to disappear. My wife Elsie and I first arrived at Sant Feliu on a rattletrap bus from Barcelona one January night in 1953. We awoke to the morning sea and decided to retire there rather than go back to Vienna. So, Mr. and Mrs. Kitai, age 21, stayed the winter.